Right now it is time for us to be joined by the Main Street Magazine on air. Thorin Christendotter joins us just about every single Tuesday that we're around. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. My car and another car sitting in front of my house are covered by a tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one of those things that happened yesterday, you know. It's the first time in your life for everything, so.
I guess, well, we had some heavy wind the other day, so perhaps they weakened them.
Yeah, well, we've had heavy winds off and on so much over the past month. I think that there's a lot of trees, especially going into springtime when the ground starts to unthaw and the tree starts to, you know, they've just weakened from all the wind. We've had, like, I think in the past month and a half, 7 wind advisory, high wind advisory. So what the heck? It's better than a hurricane.
This is true. Always look on the bright side.
Better than a hurricane or a tornado. Well, yeah. I was surprised to see that we can get into the month of April a little earlier than everybody else today.
Yeah, I see you were a little early bird on our website.
that is great. And I guess this is the environmental issue.
Yeah, this will be our third consecutive environmental issue. We decided to devote the month of April to it 3 years ago due to, you know, Earth Day being the third week of the month and, you know, the various activities that happen, you know, in our area around this time and in, you know, trying to raise awareness about environmentalism, recycling, and so on. And then, you know, how many of our organizations and companies around here and individuals, you know, work towards this you know, trying to do, you know, a better job of for the environment. And so, you know, we've now this is our third issue, as I said, and we just, you know, personally, I find it very rewarding, and I'm such a environmental advocate in many ways and have been since I was a kid. So it's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, I just want you to know that Earth Day was celebrated back at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on his very first year. I was a senior. It was 50 years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yes. It's a big anniversary this year.
And Pete Mitchell, I think, our classmate, was a big mover in getting us as a school and as a senior class to celebrate and recognize the importance of Earth Day. Think locally, act locally, think globally was the term way back in the old days. And it's hard to believe that 50 years has gone by. It really is, since Earth Day first came to us.
Yeah, it happens quick.
It certainly does. All right, with that being said, we're not going to talk about the Earth right now. We're going to talk about your artist profile that it really kicks off the MainStreetMagazine.com, MainStreetMag.com story. It's one of the first stories that you post up here by C.B. Wismar.
Yes, C.B. this month interviewed an actor, and some of you might recognize him, Robert Kulhesi. He lives in our area, but he's had, he's been in New York, he's been in Hollywood, and he's done a number of things, but a lot of what he's done has been acting as a cop, so hence the title, An Actor's Actor, A Cop's Cop. And, in the interview, you know, he tells CB kind of about his trajectory into this life and how and why he got to where he is.
You know, it's we have so many different actors that are involved in so many different things that live out here in the hills. It really is amazing in our tri-state region when you think about it. There's just a plethora of, and I think that's what made this pandemic so hard for everybody up here is this area has always been prone to going out to music events, to going out to theater, live theater, movies, simply because it is an area that is inhabited by so many people associated with the arts. So it's great to see a kickoff story about that.
It's a fun story.
I want to go on to your next story, and that is the story on environmental problem solvers.
This is our monthly entrepreneur feature about Ty and Bond. They're environmental consultants who are not just located here, but they're located kind of up and down the East Coast. And the plethora of things that they do is quite fascinating. And as you see in the photos of some of the field jobs that their staff are doing and how they run the company, it is very interesting. But Christine did a wonderful job interviewing them and getting to know the hows and whys of what they do and the impact of what they do.
Now, we were speaking about Earth Day, and we're speaking with Thorn because Main Street Magazine is really dedicated to the environment this month. I got an email a couple of weeks ago. Millerton is going to be celebrating Earth Day this year on Saturday, April 24th.
They are. They actually had an Earth Day celebration last year. We had a big, you know, because I'm located in Millerton, I say we, but the business community and the Climate Smart Task Force and basically the whole village had put together a huge event. And I mean, everyone was involved. And due to COVID, it was obviously, you know, it wasn't canceled, it was turned virtual. So this year, everyone is very hopeful that the event will be, you know, good to go, but we think it is. And they've organized lots of events, and they're launching, if you go to the Millerton, New York website, tomorrow there will be a link to their new website on there, replacing the page from last year. And they, you know, everyone's kind of involved again, you know, the Dig, McEnroe, Northeast Ford, and, you know, throughout the town, you know, the merchants have little collection bowls out to collect for the trees for the park. And, you know, so they're doing all kinds of things to raise awareness and just, you know, celebrate.
Oh, it's one of the unique things about our area, and Millerton especially, how and Kent's this way too, because basically the big retail areas are Millerton, Kent, and I'll say North Canaan, just simply because of some of their big stores. But I just love the way the merchants band together in Millerton and put on so many different events. And you know that there's a chance that at least there'll be some events that are going to be attendable, because the churches now are finally in our area opening up their services. Of course, you're going to need masks and stuff like that. But I think it'll be nice if there's some things that people can go to, and even if they have to social distance and wear a mask, it'll just be so refreshing for people in our area.
It will. And we have Jennifer Daly, who's one of the heads of the Climate Smart Task Force for this event, penned a piece for us about it. And it's on page 31 for anyone who's interested. And there's some information to, you know, learn more there.
Well, we'll obviously talk more about this in the coming weeks as we head more into April. But now, something that I hated as a kid and loved as an adult, and do love as an adult, carrot cake. And you've got a story once again on carrot cake. And you know, when a kid first hears about carrot cake, you're not sure if you like it, but then once you taste it, it's like banana bread. It's infectious.
So Jesse has been doing our baking recipes for a number of years, but Jesse has been so busy she had to step back from us. But we're lucky that one of our photographers, and she also delivers for us, Libby or Olivia, and her daughter are baking aficionados, so they have taken over the reins, and this is their first recipes that they're sharing with us, and they had so much fun. And and actually later this week I'm going to be adding some to our website, the videos from them making this. But in the coming months, they'll be, the mother-daughter duo will be sharing lots of fun recipes with us, and they're kicking it off, as I said, with this one. And I've tried some of the stuff that Libby makes, and it is fantastic. So when she says that this is the best carrot cake, I believe her. And she brought us some in, and it was delicious. So I highly recommend it.
Carrot cake, you know, once I found out that, you know, if you're making anything and you want to sweeten it up and you don't want to use sugar, just shred up some carrots. Carrots are amazing to make things sweet and moist, by the way. But that's just a non-professional baker's opinion, okay? Now, you know, before Ed Kirby passed away, I was speaking with Ed about 6 or 7 months ago about the climate and climate change. And Ed, of course, is a geologist. And he laughed and he looked at me and he goes, you know, Marshall, there's always been climate change and there's always going to be climate change. The Earth goes through various cycles. So to talk about climate change, most people get it wrong. It's not climate change because the Earth goes through that. It's the impact on humans on the climate that brings about changes in the microclimates all over the world. And it was I had an interesting half-hour talk with him on that. And your next story is just as interesting. Could climate change be good?
The four, it's kind of a interesting topic for our real estate feature of the month, but Christine's at it again. She comes up with these interesting angles, and this time she looks into this topic of how could climate change be good, as in for an impact on real estate. And so she had a couple of charts in here that you can see, as well as some pictures of climate change and you know, how in certain areas and it might affect it more than others. And for example, in regards to real estate and insurance purposes, Florida is probably one of the higher states that would be impacted by climate change, whereas us up here, not so much. I think in the article, and I'm sorry, I laid this out, you know, a week or two ago, and so it's not that fresh in my mind, but I think it was like Vermont and New Hampshire that might be least impacted. But don't quote me on that. But it's certainly an interesting take on it, and looking at, you know, not just climate change and what could happen, but how that could impact where and how we live.
The joke always going around about the impact of what's going on with our climate is, in Connecticut, wait a while longer, and you might be able to find new, within the next 50 to 100 years, new oceanfront property.
That's funny, but not funny.
I know, but really, when you think about the effect of what's going on, and especially the oceans. The oceans really tell you the truth about the climate in general, as well as the air. Well, this is just our first foray into the month of April in Main Street Magazine. It is out now at all the newsstands, right?
We are hoping to get it delivered today, actually. So, you know, we got it up on the website a little early, but it might be delivered today, worst case tomorrow. We usually, you know, always have it before the first and start delivering it. And, you know, weather permitting, we'll have it out everywhere before the end of the week.
All right. And, of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds terrific. Have a good one.
Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Thorne Christendotter of Main Street Magazine. And once again, you can find them at various locations throughout the tri-state region for free pickup, and also on the web, mainstreetmag.com.